Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte and this is Reblog. Reblog are special episodes of the 80% podcast. It's when I read selected articles from my personal finance blog and website, Ready to Be Rich, which you can find at fitzvillafuerte.com. Today, I'm reading the article entitled, How Do You Achieve Work-Life Balance? I first heard of the term work-life balance when I was a high school student. Our school's guidance counselor told us during a career orientation seminar that college and life after will be challenging. He emphasized that it's not good to spend too much time working, and we better make sure that we likewise spend time enjoying life, specifically by pursuing personal interests and nurturing relationships with family and friends. It was great advice, that's why I still remember it today. Even if I don't believe in it anymore. Yes, I don't really buy the concept of having work-life balance anymore. Because for me, there's only life. And the goal is to live it to the fullest. I believe that those who are consciously trying to achieve work-life balance are people who don't find real joy in their work. For them, work is just a means to make a living and earn money. Thus, to counter the stress and anxiety of work, they struggle to maintain equilibrium by trying to spend as much time enjoying life too. So how do I see work-life balance today? I began changing how I think about work-life balance when I heard an analogy about it from an entrepreneur who was speaking during a business event many years ago. He told us to imagine sitting at a table and in front of us is a big bowl with a scoop of ice cream and a scoop of mud. For him, that's what work-life balance looks like. Work is that scoop of dirt, while life is that scoop of ice cream. And no matter how balanced you make it, that bowl would still be disgusting. He says that even if there were two scoops of ice cream, and just half a scoop of dirt, he still won't eat it. He advises that if life serves you this bowl, then it's a sign that you need to rethink your life. When you find yourself worrying about having a work-life balance, don't look for ways to achieve that equilibrium. Instead, you should focus on addressing the root causes of why you feel the need to have a work-life balance. So how do you live the most out of your life? I believe that happiness and self-fulfillment come from overcoming challenges, enduring hardships, and solving difficult problems. Maybe that's why I find video games so rewarding. It tests my ability to win over increasing levels of difficulty. In the same light, maybe that's why I find my work rewarding because it challenges me. It's not a soul-crushing and repetitive job that I need to escape from by watching TV at home and going out every weekend. In fact, I spend most weekends still quote-unquote working, but not because I have to, but because I genuinely enjoy it. More importantly, I recognize that I have a lot of interest and I also cherish my family and friends. They're also my sources of happiness and fulfillment, and that's why I make time for them too. For me, there's nothing to balance, only days to fill. I don't think about work-life balance, I only think about life and how I can fill it with the things that bring me joy. Work, hobbies, family, friends, and everything else. So how do you achieve work-life balance? The answer is, you don't. Or more accurately, you shouldn't be thinking about how to achieve work-life balance. Instead, you should focus on how to attain a fulfilled life. And for me, this means finding work that's meaningful and challenging, pursuing your many interests, nurturing your relationships with family and friends, and experiencing that unique fulfillment that comes from helping others.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.